Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp.
Today we're going to be learning the halachas of Nidrit and Zarej. This is Siman Kuf Nun Ches, 58 in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The general concept is as follows. The Torah in the beginning of Parshas Tazria in Vayikra Perek Yudbeis, that when a woman will give birth to a child, if it's a male child, she will become impure for 7 days and then have 33 pure days. If she gives birth to a female, she will be impure for 14 days and be pure for 66 days. So this, we're talking about a 40-day period and an 80-day period, whether it's a male or a female. That's what the Torah tells us as well. How do we deal with this today? What is the way this works? So the way it works generally is that a woman, when she gives birth, does become nida. She gets the status of a nida, of childbirth, and that does go until the point in which she becomes pure, which means that she stops bleeding, and she now does Zayin Nikiyim. What is interesting is that we don't follow the way the Torah says it exactly. The Torah tells us that it sounds like after, let's say, 7 days for a boy, the birth of a boy, or 40 days for the birth of a girl, at that point in time, any bleeding that a woman might have there afterwards is going to be tohar, or going to be pure. We do not practice that. We practice that after 7 days or after 14 days, at that point in time, a woman may become pure if she stops bleeding and counts 7 days shiva nikiyim. Why is that? The reason is because, in general, we treat nidus today like ziva, which means as follows. The Torah's biblical description of nida is a 7-day period of after she starts bleeding. That's when she can go to the mikveh if she's pure. We, and this is based on the stringency which the daughters of Israel were stringent upon themselves already from the times of the Gemara, 2,000 years ago, the Bnei Yisrael were machmir on themselves there to treat their nidus like ziva. Ziva is the concern that if a woman bleeds for 3 days at a time when she would not usually menstruate, that's considered a condition called ziva, which can only be left when there are 7 clean days as a barrier between the bleeding time and the purity time. And all nidus is treated as such. So therefore, childbirth is treated similarly. So therefore, after that week or that 14 days after the birth of a child, we treat it like ziva, which means to say that there needs to be a hefsek, a break, between the Yemei Tumah and Yemei Tahara, and then a 7-day clean period to start it as well. It's not just that there's Demei Tohar, the pure blood, afterwards as well. Question is, does a woman become ritually like a nida after giving birth, even if she saw no blood? So what happens if she gave birth, there was no blood? The answer is yes, she's considered nida due to childbirth, whether or not there was blood. It doesn't matter if there was a live birth, stillbirth, or miscarriage. The answer is whether she gave birth to a live child, a stillborn, or a miscarriage, she's considered a nida. The general rule is en psichas makor beli dam, that there must have been blood if the uterus is opening, certainly to that degree as well. Next question is, are there customs that delay the going to the mikveh before the required time? So the answer is yes. In some places, there was a custom that a woman would wait 40 days to go to the mikveh after the birth of a boy, and 80 days after the birth of a girl, like similar to what the Torah had said, just the chumrah. And some had the practice that a woman could only go to the mikveh 6 weeks after a boy and 9 weeks after a girl. Do we follow such practices? The Kitzur says the first minhag of the 40 and 80 days. If all the people in that locale practice that minhag, then one should practice it. If not, which is not the general consensus, one does not practice that. And the second minhag, he says about the 6th and 9 weeks, was abolished. That's not a minhag which we keep today. So the general minhag that we keep is after 7 days or after 14 days, whether it's a boy or a girl, if a woman stops bleeding, at that point in time, she can do a hefsek tara, wait 7 days, and then go to the mikveh. So that could be as early as 2 weeks, and it could be as late as 6 weeks or 2 months, depending on how a woman's body is responding and recovering after childbirth. Are there any other precautions taken after birth? So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch records an interesting minhag that some people have the minhag after the 41st night after a boy and the 81st night after a girl, to have a separation, that the couple's not together with each other, for the concern that she might start bleeding at the nut. Many are not machmir for this as well. And the Kitzur says that a person who's scrupulous, who's careful, should be careful just to observe that as well. What happens if we don't know the gender of a miscarried fetus, God forbid? So in that case, he says, if one keeps his chumrah, it should be on the 41st and 81st night, because we don't know which one it is. What is the halacha if a woman miscarried something which is formless? So it's flesh or skin, but we don't know what it is, so we should be stringent to treat it like a female, which means there has to be a two-week break afterwards before we can say that she could go to the mikveh as well, or Poisek should be consult with a medical doctor. If a woman expelled an afterbirth, let's say, so there was the afterbirth came out full after a miscarriage of a male fetus, what's the halacha? So in this case, a Poisek should be consulted, but there's a concern that maybe the afterbirth, seeing it was not the afterbirth which came with the boy, but after the male fetus, then in that case, it could be a female fetus that was also in the afterbirth and therefore would be treated like a female birth as well. What if a woman was certain she was not pregnant? Then she went to the mikveh, she became pregnant with her husband and miscarried within 40 days of that pregnancy. So in that case, it's not considered a birth, since the embryo is before 40 days. Is she considered nida? And the answer is yes. There was uterine bleeding which came out, and she's treated like a regular nida, but we don't have the extra precautions of a childbirth, which is waiting the 7 or 14 days at the beginning, and that 81st or 41st night as well. Are there any other halachas following childbirth? Yes. So in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, after the Yemei Tohar, after there's the 40 or 80 days, then the husband will go to the Beis HaMikdash and bring a Korban Torah for his wife's behalf for recovering from childbirth. And so today, the minhag is that a woman will come to shul, and the husband or they themselves will say the Birkas HaGomel. What about a C-section? So when it comes to a C-section, a woman does not become the tumas later, right? So it's not considered because it was not a natural birth, but there is bleeding which follows, and that renders her a nida. So she'd have the halachas of a nida, but not necessarily of a yoledes in this case as well. With this, we conclude some of the really fascinating halachas that surround the miracles of birth. Have a wonderful